This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA and has the latest on cotton harvest.
The national number looks quite good, 77% complete by November 22nd. That is 6 percentage points ahead of the five-year average of 71%, even ahead of last year's 75%. We did see a nice jump in harvest progress, double digits in Alabama and Georgia, but we still saw some delays with only 5 to 9% of the crop harvested during the week in the Carolinas and Virginia. I will mention that in Virginia, only 49% of the cotton was harvested by November 22nd. Compare that to the five-year average of 90%.
And where do you look if you want to find good harvest progress?
In parts of the Delta, the Southern Plains, and also California. And in fact, California led the nation in weekly harvest progress with a big jump from 60 to 80% harvested. That brings that number more in line with the five-year average of 84%. And of course, the thing that's really driving the national number higher is the fairly rapid harvest progress in Texas. We see in that number one production state, 74% of the cotton harvested by November 22nd, far ahead of the five-year average of 60%.
You can learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.